We're live.
You're showing a shirt. Hey, look, we got another shirt. And we got a dog. What are you doing? Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. This is our 669th episode of the show. And got another shirt that I'm trying to show off, but I got a dog in the way. I got a white t-shirt, classic white with a label in the back. Trying that one out. It's lighter. Tried the other ones yesterday with actually, all my kids were going to do pictures today. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Scrum Show. Today I want to talk about automatic processing that's gone bad. And actually, it's a Printify. names, but trying out stuff because I'm getting these shirts printed out. It's not a bad service. It's actually pretty good. But just one thing that from a coach working with IT for so long, and I'm going to give you a story of what I've seen from it's not just a product owner issue, but also a dev team issue for a product they put out. So I'm going to talk about that today. So it's a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we put out podcasts every day at 5 a.m. from this show. We're still a couple shows behind, so we're catching up with closely, surely, but we'll be all caught up so that when we do the show, then the very next day at 5 a.m., you'll also get a podcast at the same show. So look for a podcast. Just put in pound 5 a.m. Master Scrum or 5 a.m. Master Scrum in your search, and it should pretty much show up in any one of the engines. And today we have Jerry. Jerry's our co-host today, not Eddie. Eddie's still sleeping. He had a long day. But what do we do on the show? We talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical, tactical way. So you can get home to your family and friends, not work crazy hours, bring value to the customer. Because if we don't bring value to the customer, we don't make any money. So we want to make some money. Pay for when your house gets on fire and you got to replace stuff in the house. Like that happened to me last week. So that's why things are off. That's why we're out here in the suburb. It's not a virtual background. It's a real background. It's a real tree. One day we'll do the show. We'll have Eddie up in his tree fort. But the idea is that why we do the mission, I talk about it a little bit every day, is to get you home to family and friends. Because, to be honest with you, if you don't make friends and connect with your family outside of work, when things go wrong, or even when just having fun, there's no one there. So, you know, I really benefited from having good friends, just talking to my neighbors, walking out, and not working this crazy hour, so you can have a beer or drink a glass of wine or just a glass of iced tea or whatever you like beverage-wise, and just chit-chat and talk about the world and find out what they're all doing. Because you know why? Here's another reason why you do that. Secret. They're your customers too. You learn from what they like and dislike by interacting with other people outside the office that they're all in a bubble. You ever hear about the media with the bubble? You got a bubble in the office. Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. You know. So going out and talking to people is important. It's important what we do. So back to the story today. So I'm using Shopify and Printify to get this merch that we're going to be selling and offering. Probably charge like a dollar just to cover whatever it costs. And all the dollars go back into paying for the podcast, you know, using the software to update things like that. They got to pay once. It's a small fee. So I figure if I make a dollar, if I sell 25 things, it'll pay for all the costs related to doing the show. So, hey, make 25 bucks. It'll cover my costs. I do it for fun anyhow. So we're doing the Shopify Printify thing. So on Printify, so they had an option in there that says automatically process your order. Because if you have a shop, it's a virtual shop. They print it from all around the country, all around the world. Even though when I put this store up, I even have a place where if you order mugs, there's a place in Australia to get the mugs for Australia. So it's pretty cool. And it's the same product and everything like that. And they just print it on demand there in Australia. when, so it says do it all process automatically. Okay. And I always test everything I do. Maybe it's a tester in me. Maybe I should have been a tester. I don't know. But I want to run it, do samples, see how the shipping is, how long it takes, what's the material like, and all that before I say, oh, yeah, buy it. Uh-oh. Here comes the boy. He's awake. So once I do that, hold on. Hi.
I can't find bubbles.
You can't find bubbles? She was in the house. Did you let her out?
No, like bubbles. Like first when I just wake up, and then when I open the door, no, she always tries to get out.
Yeah.
She never came out.
Oh, okay. I'll help you look for her. Okay. We got a lost cat in my parents' house. Anyway, sorry about for the delay there. So, and you lost our visitor. Anyway, so they had said automatic processing. I'm like, okay, let's try it. Well, there's a glitch. Turns out they don't verify the zip code matches the city and the address. Most places have an automatic software. I was really surprised because I guess I let autofill happen. So put my name and address in there. But for some reason, what are you doing? Jerry, you get down. Go find Eddie. For some reason, the zip code did not autofill correctly. And it defaulted to Alabama because it starts with an A. So if we wrote the code, didn't set it so the autofill would work on the state. So when I, in my mind, when it puts the address I'm shipping to, everything, it just filled it in perfectly. And I saw Philadelphia. I saw PA. Yeah, I got a white one. And so there's the point. So when it had the automatic fill, it put Alabama in there. I recognized it after I did it that I had the wrong state, right? You don't have the zip code, had the city, had the address. And I'm like texting them, don't you auto check to make sure that the 3 points match? And they're like, no. Well, then I guess I can't use your automatic processing. Because if you're not going to do a simple check like that, and you're going to allow the system to operate the way it does, then the automatic processing is worth shit, right? You didn't hear me say that. Okay. But it ain't worth it because it's going to fail every time. Right now, I'm waiting for coffee mugs. I don't know where they are in the post office. Really? Love the post office, but they're lost.
You waiting for them?
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
How long have you been waiting?
No, it's been like 9 days now. It just shipped from D.C., so it wasn't real. It's somewhere stuck in the system.
Isn't the business supposed to be in Pennsylvania? Because usually it's in the state you're in.
Yeah, but in this case, it was out of D.C., a little company outside D.C. So anyway, so they text their customer service that says, don't you do automatic processing or making sure to verifying the zip code matches address. Well, no. Well, then you're selling me a product or a service that doesn't work because now I have to turn it all off. So they offer me, so this is a good product owner and developer story. Why is it a good product owner story? Because the product owner says, hey, let's do automatic shipping. That's great. We can do it. We can just let it go right on through if the customer wants us to process it through and they don't check the address and what's the order and everything, we'll just let it go. And then, but they could have said, but we got to make sure everything's correct. Otherwise, it's not a value add. It's a disincentive because as soon as you start shipping, because you're not really spending much time to the wrong place, it kind of defeats the whole idea of Shopify and Printify, right? So, from a developer perspective, if you're a developer, you're a user, you're a customer, right? You use the software. They all have the zip code checking. Like most places have that capability. Even the post office has a zip code check to make sure that zip code is at least in the state from which it's been assigned to, right? Or the state and vice versa. They got nothing. And I was kind of disappointed in developers to not think, hey, you know, we probably, you know, I order stuff online too. Probably really should have something. So maybe the crew doesn't use their product. And that goes to an older episode where I always say, make sure if you're writing the code that you're using your product and you know how it's going to be used. Otherwise, as a developer, you're not really providing any good stuff, right, Ed? What?
Can the software come out?
No. No? Maybe. It's cool. I don't know. Check the claim and be up soon. Anyway. So I want to say, make sure the product owner, developers, and the developers use their product to understand how the functionality should work. And when you do the automatic stuff, this is an automation test. I mean, we write automation tests all the time for just this case, where you make sure that the zip code and the state match. It's simple, real basic matching. Anyway, so I got today. Soon, I think the shirt came out nice. It's good. It's extra large. It's good. We'll have some merch. With that, thumbs up. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. And stay safe. And go meet your neighbors. Go say hello. Because you never know when you're going to need their help. Or they'll need your help. It's always good to help people. All right. Take care. Have a great day. And see you tomorrow. Bye.